When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we have Donda 2 Rollout Timeline Megathread Complete Edition. You may remember a couple weeks ago, Bot Timmy made one of these that was kind of a recent update and included some of the recent happenings in what are months? June, July, heading into August. But this is the complete edition, all of Donda 2 from the very beginning. So let's get into it. And if you're wondering, is there new info? Yes, there's new info. We'll get there. It's all the way up to the 29th. So let's dive in. The ultimate version of Donda 2 rollout timeline updated by Bot Timmy. Credit to Ghost Bubbles for the timeline template, as well as Yo-Yo on Kanye to the 2 and the What's Up Ever Discord for providing some of the timeline information. Good job, everybody. Donda 2, Kanye West, studio album 11, expected re-release date unknown. Current potential cover, also unknown. Current stem player songs, Miami V5, It's True Love featuring XXX. This is something that's released as a single onto Apple Music. If you want to hear a finished version and have conflicting thoughts over which version you think is better, Broken Road featuring Don Toliver, Too Easy, Get Lost, Flowers, Security. No. We Did It, Kid. Pablo, Louis Bags, Happy, Sci-Fi, Selfish, Lord Lift Me Up, City of Gods, First Time in a Long Time, and Easy. Current artists on the project, XXX, Don Toliver, Baby Keem, Migos, Favio, Travis Scott's Future, Vori, Alicia Keys, Soulja Boy, Jack Harlow, and Sean Leon. Other potential collaborators based on leaks and news from the era. Keep in mind that we saw that list from 2016, January of 2016, when Ye was working on The Life of Pablo. It was all the people that came through the studio, and people were going crazy because of the names on that list. There were some huge artists, some highly desired collaborations, and many of those did not make it onto the album. So it was just kind of like a who's who of who's been through the studio. So as many people as are named here, it doesn't mean we're getting, like, maybe one of these names will actually make it onto the album, or like a couple. But it's 2 Chainz, Marilyn Manson, Moneybagg Yo, French Montana, Big Sean, Gunna, Pusha T, The Game, Scarface, DaBaby, Cardi B, Drake, Shenseea, Antonio Brown, Pressa, Sean Leon, V's, Beanie Siegel, Theophilus London, Young Lean, Token, Blueface, Offset, Rich the Kid, Fabulous, Playboy Cardi, J Electronica, Beach House, Sahai the Prince, Rhymefest, Ruga, ASAP Rocky, Steve Lacy, Little Uzi Vert. Producers from the era, Digital Nas, Mike Dean, ATL Jacob, Hitboy, John Cunningham. So songs given away, re-released, removed since the listening party. Mr. Miyagi featuring Future and Playboi Carti, played at listening party but not uploaded to the stem player, which was curious as a lot of people really liked Mr. Miyagi. So the fact that it didn't get an official release was strange. Keep It Burning, updated and released on Future's album, I Never Liked You. And it was a huge difference between songs, as the initial version that was released on the stem player had the amazing sample at the end of it that is still stuck into my head. I think about it, I don't know, every 3 days. Burning down the house. True Love, updated slightly and released as a joint song with X and Ye, May 27th, 2022. So other potential tracks from old track lists, Maintenance, 5:30, The Car's Missing, Dear Summer, Candyland, Closed for Business, Things Change, Nebraska, Depression, Beautiful Life, Never Forgive Yourself, Worst Mistake. Leaks from the era that may also be used, Die, Evangelica, Doves, Fighter, For the Children, Free Hoover, Hype, Jesse, Susie. These sounds like the names of like video game OSTs, like just the songs you'd have in video games, where it's just like Fighter, like, you know, just be a fighter. Timeline. So it starts 2021, December 12th, Future brings out Ye at Rolling Loud. I can't believe that was almost a year ago already. December 29th, Ye is working on new music in the studio with Scarface. So that was kind of our hint that, like, oh, things are, like, really happening. Ye's back in the studio. And we had just finished our Donda season, which took forever because there's so many songs on Donda. But we were doing our Watching the Throne lyrical analysis as Donda. And that took us from September all the way into December. And it just seemed kind of wild that Ye was already working on a new album because the turnaround time on his albums is usually not fast. Like 2004 to 2005, College Dropout to Late Registration, that was fast. But then it's 2 years until Graduation. It's another year until 808s and Heartbreak. It's 2 years until My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. But it was less than a year until Watch the Throne came out. But Watch the Throne, they've kind of been working on some things leading up to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So that one was pretty quick. I think Watch the Throne came out in August. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy came out in November. So, but still, like, that's almost a year. It's not a few months, like 3 or 4 months. And then Cruel Summer also came out in 2012, not long after Watch the Throne. So that was also a pretty quick turnaround. And then Yeezus in 2013. But if you're just looking at Ye solo albums, right, it's 2010 to 2013, 2013 to 2016, 2016 to 2018. And then you have Yandhi quickly announced and Yandhi gets scrapped. It takes a while for Jesus is King to come out. And then Jesus is King, it takes a while for Donda to finally drop. So having just like a few month turnaround time is not something that we see too often from Ye, but throughout the years, Ye announcing a new album and then it taking a long time to release is a common theme. Like Yeezus came out and 4 months later, he's already talking about finishing up like the follow-up album. And then Life of Pablo didn't actually come out for 2.5 more years from the interview where he talked about it. So 2022, January 3rd, Stephen Victor tells Complex that Ye has started work on Donda 2. There we go. Ye and Cardi B are seen shooting, and Stephen Victor close with Pusha T, so very much in the know in terms of like having inside information. Ye and Cardi B are seen shooting a music video at Miami Balenciaga store for a presumable collab. So yeah, that was something that happened in January and we didn't get hot shit until, what was it, July that finally came out? January 8th, Donda's Place posts a video of The Game and Ye in the studio with the caption, Ye in the Game, produced by Hit-Boy. So this was the first hint of Easy being a song that was going to come out. Ye's manager, Boo, acknowledges Donda 2 and says Ye is locked in. That was also huge because after Stephen Victor talked about it, it's like, well, Victor's close, but he's not necessarily in Ye's inner circle. And then Boo acknowledges it. And it's like, oh, this really might be something. What's strange, I don't think we've really seen Boo with Ye since this happened. It's been a minute since we've seen them like photographed together. I knew Boo's been managing some other artists and into some other things, but January 11th, Ye seen in the studio with ASAP Rocky, Pusha T, and The Game. Yeah, that was pretty exciting as well. And January 12th, Ye seen in the studio with Antonio Brown, Moneybagg Yo, and The Game. This was actually, people have been talking about Ye and Antonio Brown meeting up, and this was the first time Ye, Antonio Brown met up with Ye. Like, it flew out all the way to Los Angeles. I think Ye flew him out. So that was cool. And then the relationship has continued to develop with Brown being named president of Donda Sports, and the two were still recently photographed together. So it seems like the relationship has continued to develop from this date here. January 13th, Ye is confirmed to be headlining for Coachella. January 14th, Jason Lee says Ye has a song with Cardi B on the way. So Easy, a single with The Game, is announced on Instagram. There was so much stuff going on in January. Easy is officially released, so just the next day. So from Donda's Play's first video on January 8th to a week later on 15th, Easy officially released. Travis Scott is seen in the studio following on from the birthday fiasco. I don't know the birthday fiasco. January 16th, Ye is seen leaving the studio with Pusha T and Favio in Los Angeles. Yeah, that raised some questions too, you know? Are they making music? This seems like completely different from the other stuff, but maybe they were working on Pusha's album. That was also up in the air. Ye is seen leaving the studio with Pressa, The Game, Pusha T, Favio, French Montana, and Big Sean, which this was after Big Sean, like Ye had done the Drink Champs interview, insulted Big Sean, and then the two of them made up. But this was one of the, we had seen them together at a Sunday service. Maybe that was before, but this was the first like big photo since that interview of them kind of all together, or Ye and Big Sean together. So that was cool to see. January 21st, Ye heads to Miami and is seen in the studio with DJ Khaled, which these were the songs that we thought would be on God Did, Khaled's new album, not the Use This Gospel remix. And Khaled in another interview said that Ye and him did record a lot, but that Ye has been so busy that he wasn't able to finish recording the songs, which is why they ended up not being on the album, which is a shame. January 24th, Stephen Victor says Donda 2 is coming sooner than you think in an interview with Complex. So at that point, things were like going wild, right? We get a new song with Easy, like two people mentioned Donda 2. We see Ye in the studio with all these people. And then Stephen Victor says sooner than you think, like, man. And really, like, the listening party was February 22nd, so Steven was absolutely right. January 27th, Ye announced Donda 2, executive produced by Future, on Instagram. I completely forgot that Future was supposed to be the executive producer on the album. January 28th, Digital Nas says he has been given songs to simplify for Donda 2, and that Ye is working with some of the people he worked with for Yeezus, and that Travis Scott has played some beats for Ye. That got everybody into a fury of like, oh my god, it sounds like Yeezus, which I guess in hindsight, songs like Security and some of the like the darker energies on Donda 2, I get the Yeezus comparison. And then he had also, I think, talked about in this interview the monk-like approach that Ye has, like monastery, wanting things stripped down, minimalist. January 29th, the Donda 2 team arrives at their studio in the Soho House in Los Angeles for the album. The album has been worked on by Future, the FBG crew, Theophilus London, Mike Dean, Digital Nas, Favio, Travis Scott, Don Toliver, and V's at the studio. Yeah, and Theophilus was the one posting a lot of pictures to Instagram, a lot of the behind the scenes, like the hallways, the rooms. We were seeing the evolution of the recording room as Ye switched out furniture and took it from this very complicated setup to something that was just stripped all the way down to basic elements and a lot of furniture removed. That was pretty cool. January 31st, a potential Donda 2 whiteboard track list is seen in the studio with the title Donda 2 for the Kids. What a day that was. Digital Nas also states that he has seen Marilyn Manson working in the studio every day with Ye, which is also just like a wild, it's one of the schisms in being a Ye fan, where you probably have strong opinions on Manson in one way or the other. And when you see that, so there's just something in your brain that's just like, And then you move on to the next thing. Theophilus London states he has co-directed a Black Future Month movie with Ye at his warehouse. This would also be where Nate Day, I think it was, talked about meeting Ye. He was texted by a friend that he should go to this warehouse because Ye was doing this Black Future Month thing and showed up. And that's how he kind of got hooked into the Ye universe and specifically working with Kano on the stem player stuff. But Let Go, Drown, and Windpipe snippets are copyright struck on Twitter. And Windpipe finally released recently. It's the song that we'll get to in a second. But February 2nd, French Montana states he did five songs in a night with Ye and Moneybagg Yo for Donda 2 and Mac and Cheese 5, which also had people very conflicted about things, but they were happy to hear there was musical progress. February 3rd, Ye plays songs off Donda 2 at Julia Fox's birthday party. So we're now in the Julia Fox era as well. A snippet of Donda 2 listening party is shared containing an interpolation of the Chainsmokers' New York City, with Alicia Keys doing the chorus, which morphs into a drill beat with Favio on it. Yeah, I remember that too, like scouring different Instagram sources to confirm what we were hearing, that Ye like was maybe on the song, that people were saying it was a Ye song. That was fun. February 4th, a picture of Malik Yousef leaks a suspected photo of the Donda 2 tracklist with seemingly 24 songs on it. February 5th, Ye, Travis Scott, Beanie Siegel, DaBaby, and ATL Jacob are seen in the studio. What a collection. February 6th, the Chainsmokers allude to clearing the sample on Donda 2 for the song City of Gods. Yeah, February 7th, a music video for City of Gods is being filmed with Alicia Keys, Ye, and Favio. Ye, Travis Scott, Vori, Future, and Drake are seen leaving for dinner at Nobu for what turned out to be a listening party. Yeah, Gunna was seen recording for Donda 2 in Nobu. Yeah, that was an amazing time too. It's just like, got out a microphone and started recording right then and there. Ye, Drake, Travis Scott, Baby Keem, and Young Lean are photographed together. Yeah, and people thought there was some confusion about all of this. There were two things that happened. There was the dinner at Nobu that involved one group of people. And then Ye went with Drake to an event that this influencer was having that happened to be with Kendall or Kylie as well, like a tequila brand or something. And that's where Ye ended up showing up and getting this photo with like Young Lean and Baby Keem. And then I think bouncing quickly after. But I think there were reports that like all of this was like one group thing. And it was two separate events at two different locations. February 8th, Kanye reposts the image of him at Nobu with Young Lean as well. Well, wait a second. I don't know what I expected. It said Ye posts, but it wasn't at Nobu. Like that photo with Young Lean, was it at Nobu? It was at the like old Italian restaurant that this Kendall Jenner tequila party was at, as well as a screenshot of the Complex article showing a listening party had taken place and reconfirms the release dates. More photos from Nobu listening party come out showing Zach Bia, Brent Faiyaz, Dominic Fike, Cole Bennett's second photo. Yeah, this wasn't at Nobu. This was at the party. So this is where things started to get like tripped up, because people started saying that this was all the Nobu listening party, but it wasn't. This was the secondary event that all these other people just happened to be at because it was a celebrity-hosted event. Offset was also seen at Nobu. Rich the Kid in the studio, new Alicia Keys song. Is this Nobu? I think this might actually be Nobu, but I did Google, looked up the venue where this second party was and looked at the interiors and was matching photos between the Google like maps page for this restaurant and the difference between the interior of Nobu and the interior of this other place where the event was held. It's on the YouTube channel if you want to go back to that February 8th period, and you can see the video of me like figuring all this out and sorting it out, but it seems like the information's still kind of glob together. But these were two separate events. A lot of the people named weren't at the Nobu meal that was the listening party, and a lot of them were just at the tequila party. Okay. February 9th, Young Lean and Young at what seems to be Hotel Donda. Fabulous and Offset are seen together at Donda 2 sessions. Rich the Kid says him and Ye made a banger in the back of Nobu that Ye freestyled. That's pretty cool. I remember. This just came up again recently. But February 10th, my birthday, City of Gods is officially announced as a single. February 11th, City of Gods is released as seemingly a joint song like Easy. And what that means, I think, is that it's going to appear on two albums, right? It's on the Game's album. It's on Donda 2. City of Gods is on Favio's album, but also on Donda 2. February 12th, a listening party in Miami on 2/22/22 is rumored. Ye confirms the listening party, although the post is now deleted. Ye, Future, 30 Rock, and John Cunningham recording before the Super Bowl. My photo with Ye's Knots doesn't make this. It was on February 11th. That was the Genius release party and release party and where I got to meet Ye. So that was that date. Ye confirms the listening party, blah blah blah. Ye announced tickets are on sale for the Miami show. Donda 2 appear briefly on AMC theaters, meaning the show will most likely be live streamed. Mike Dean appears to be mixing Donda 2. That's when things got real, right? February 16th, Mike Dean says he's mixing like a MF. Hopefully this is related to Donda 2. Mike Dean follows up by liking a tweet saying Kanye is holding you hostage again, Mike. February 17, Future posts lyrics for the song Flowers. Kanye also posts statement saying Donda 2 will only be available via the Stem Player. A demo is also included with a preview of Flowers. A poster for the 2/22/22 concert is shared by Ye. Kanye posts a new track list made up of 22 songs, with some of the songs seen on the original list. An old Gunna picture or post could hint that his sound, he is on the sound song Louis Bags. I think this was also the date that we got the Come to Miami post. It was February 17th, and I think we actually left for Miami on the 19th or 20th. Mike Dean plays some chords, or maybe it was the 19th he told us to come to Miami, and we left the 21st. Mike Dean, yeah, because it was a Friday and we left Monday. Mike Dean playing some chords, possibly for Donda 2. Press release confirms Donda 2 will be released on Stem Player exclusively. That was heartbreaking to a lot of people. The game says he is in Miami helping Ye finish up Donda 2. Ye is seen with Nori and Jack Harlow. Which, this is also, in terms of Ye saying, like, come to Miami to do the interview about movies. One of the reasons I was like, this is not going to happen, is that we know Ye's working on the album up to the last minute. And I felt 99% sure what was going to happen is, even if we did get into the room, Ye would be so busy working on the album that him being able to take the time to really sit down with us and talk about movies was probably very unlikely, because he had verses to record, he had edits to make, he had decisions to make. Yeah. February 21st, Drake and Travis are in Miami. Donda Creative posts a tweet referencing saying Burn Everything, a reference to Sean Leon's song. This could be Keep It Burning, as seen on Tracklist. Yeah, people are definitely making a connection between those two. We know now that it's two separate things, but people wondered. Alicia Keys and Favio supposedly joining Ye tomorrow to perform City of Gods. February 22nd, the Donda 2 listening party takes place, and what a magical time it was. As somebody that went to Donda LP1, it felt a little like, what is it? Not justice. I guess justice, getting to go to Donda 2 and really see spectacle. Because Donda LP1 was just so lacking in actual visuals and entertainment. It's just Ye doing a lap and leaving. Donda 2 listening party, though, was beautiful. It was amazing. February 23rd, Broken Road, Pablo, Security, and We Did It Kid are released on the Stem Player. 24th, Rhymefest says he's working on Donda 2, which obviously this was upsetting in this period, because we hoped the album would be ready and clearly it wasn't. And then it wasn't out on the Stem Player. And then Rhymefest says he's still working on it. And we're just like, okay, here we go again. When is the listening party 2 going to happen? A Stem Player update, which included the addition of all other songs heard at the listening party except Mr. Miyagi. However, we did get Keep It Burning. Keep It Burning was originally meant to be played at the event. True Love, Get Lost, Too Easy, Flowers, Louis Bags, Happy, da 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 da. February 25th, True Love Stadium version was added. Louis Bags and Too Easy were updated, but it was just an aesthetic update to the colors on the Stem Player, so they were not added. Keep It Burning was also removed. Yeah, so Keep It Burning had a 24-hour window that it was available. February 26th, Ye is seen in the studio with Beach House. I forgot how devastating that is for Beach House fans, and Ye Beach House fans in particular, because it's like, we know that Ye's coming off of working on the album. He's still working on it. Things are being finalized. When you see him in the studio with Beach House just a few days later, you're like, oh my goodness, is he working with Beach House on aspects of this album? Could we soon be getting this Ye Beach House like song or album influence? And then nothing, like absolutely nothing. Another tracklist version is seen. Do I remember this? Oh, yeah. Okay. So Alexander Levi, Donda 2. Yeah. See Me or Love Me, Too Easy, City of Gods, Pablo Maintenance. Yeah. Depression, Beautiful Life. This is where some of the other ones that were on the like potential tracks that we saw at the beginning of the video, where we got those, like Nebraska, right? Nebraska. What's Nebraska? March 1st, Ye is set to headline Rolling Loud on July 22nd. That felt so, people were convinced, like, if we don't get it at Coachella, we're going to get it Rolling Loud. It's still like 22nd, you know. March 2nd, City of Gods is censored in a STEM player update, of course. March 3rd, Pablo is played at a Donda Doves game. You know, people are still excited at this point. The game posts the official Easy music video. Oh, that was a day. March 4th, there's another STEM player update removing Keep It Burning and Easy being added. Wait. Was it just removed? True Love Stadium version was added. Louis bags were updated, but it was just an aesthetic update. Keep It Burning was also removed. So if Keep It Burning was removed then, how is Keep It Burning removed here? And Easy being added, the True Love non-stadium version is also removed. I like the non-stadium version better, I think. STEM player website updated to allow streaming on it. Security and Pablo were temporarily available for all to stream. Donda's Place post photos of some of the Donda 2 sessions confirming Young Lean recorded for Donda 2. Jaylian posts snippets of an old version of Mr. Miyagi. Hurricane music video drops. I forgot about that already. March 9th, Get Lost updated with less processed vocals. March 15th, Rhymefest says he's working on Donda 2 still. and you can feel like the energy starting to wane at this point. A new Mr. Miyagi snippet comes out. Nate Day says he's heard a finished version of Pablo and Happy. March 18th, a longer snippet of Mr. Miyagi snippet from the previous day. March 20th, a new version of We Did It Kid is heard with Favio on it. March 25th, Mr. Miyagi is in the ASCAP register with Playboi Carti and Future credited as writers. Producer AOAA is also credited. So, I mean, March still had like a decent amount of stuff going on, but I think for those who have been doing this for a long time, like yours truly, you just immediately were like, well, wake me up, you know, when something significant happens, wake me up. City of Gods had its stems updated. This update changed stem 2 back to 16-bit quality. April 9th, new security snippet, uncensored edition. April 25th, Rich the Kid. Yeah, look at that. Like all this stuff in February, still stuff in March, and then April, just nothing. Rich the Kid posts a snippet of his song with Ye. Keep It Burning is released on Future's album. May 3rd, Sean Leon shares a new snippet of Burn Everything featuring Ye. Theophilus London reveals the existence of Scrap Donda 2 song For the Children featuring him and Ruga. May 7th, Theophilus also acknowledges the existence of an upcoming Donda 3. We still haven't even gotten Donda 2 like finished, and Donda 3 is upcoming. May 9th, Life of the Party video releases to start another Yeezy Gap rollout. I also completely forgot about that. May 15th, another Mr. Miyagi snippet is heard. It's the Song of a Million Snippets. True Love is announced to be released as a single on the 27th. It releases on the 27th, which in terms of like Kanye stuff, what an amazing thing for a song to be announced for a date and come out on that date. Donda's Place reiterates that Donda 2 is on the way. May 30th, Daylight Vori is released. I forgot about that. And that was controversial because Ye's, it's just like mumble Ye. And you have people like me that are just like, I don't want this. And then you have people like Travis, co-host on the channel, is just like, I feel the emotion of this. And so a lot of fans were like torn on that way. Like some are just like, I don't want any mumble. And others are like, I think it kind of works on the song. There's a beauty to it. So people debate over Daylights. June 6th, a snippet of Scrapped song Jesse surfaces. If you haven't heard this, it goes, da-na-na-na, Jesse's girl. June 13th, a snippet of Security featuring DaBaby surfaces. You have Kanye doing like, no, 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 no. And then DaBaby going, nah. June 16th, Sean Leon posts another snippet of Burn Everything. And then July 23rd, man, more than a month, Lil Durk brings Ye out at Rolling Loud after he dropped out of headlining. So he already canceled Coachella. He cancels Rolling Loud like 5 days before. Yeezy Gap van drop locations are given out. So that's a thing. July 24th, photos of Ye wearing what are now known as the Yeezy glasses are shown. I forgot about that too. Wait. Oh, it's not photos of Ye, like the account photos of Ye. It's like actual pictures of of Yay. Okay. Digital Nas, I remember that. Digital Nas confirms during the rollout set that Donda 2 is set to re-release this year. So that's good. And it's one of those things, like, Nas could be told by 1,000 people, like, it's coming out this year. It's happening. Ye could text him, it's happening. But doesn't mean that it'll actually happen. Sean Leon played a version of Legend via snippet on Instagram featuring a new unheard line from Ye. An unheard line. Another Yeezy Shades photo posted on the Yeezy Instagram page. And then August, here we are. KanyeWest.com website was updated to show a coming soon text. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's just been sitting there. I don't know. I guess the word soon is relative to people. Is it like soon as in like days, weeks, months, that time frame? Is it soon in the span of centuries? Is it soon in the idea of like the cosmos and the amount of time that's existed since the Big Bang? August 3rd, Sahai confirms in an interview that Ye has produced 6 of the tracks on his album and has 2 features as well, which I'm excited about that. I mentioned this the other day that Sahai's album is something that people have been waiting for a while, and that it seemed like Sahai was going to get one of the 7-track joints coming out of 2018, but here we are 4 years later. So Ye producing 6 of the tracks, I think, points to the fact that Sahai and Ye were working on one of the like Wyoming era 7-track albums, but I wonder where it's currently at. August 6th, Travis Scott performs God's Country in London. That was an OG Donda song. And it seems like Ye gave it away. August 8th, Ye posts a fake newspaper reading Skeet Davidson dead at 28 in relation to the breakup with Kim. The post was deleted the same day. New rollout for Yeezy Gap and upcoming Yeezy Shades as Instagram models associated with Ye share coordinated posts. August 10th, Lil Uzi, Steve Lacy, and Ye posing with matching tattoos. Those are the tattoos that are getting at like being an artist, right? It says, we live forever, technically, something in that. It won't let me zoom in. And it's backwards. I don't know, but it's like technically, like we live forever. We live forever, technically, because artists who put out work and are famed and renowned the way that these artists are do technically live on through their work forever, as long as the work is discoverable and known. What else do we got? New images of Ye and Uzi wearing Yeezy Gap clothes and sunglasses from Uzi's Instagram. Official virtual stem player was found and then made private. That thing was fun. New Ye feature tomorrow on Fortunate from the Games Drillmatic. I liked Fortunate. Lyric leak from Genius reveals that Fortunate is the Windpipe snippet that resurfaced earlier this year. Yeah, that was where Windpipe went, Fortunate. I thought Fortunate was really good, and other people did not. But August 13th, Ye associate and Donda 2 contributor Nate Day said new music and stem player stuff coming this month when asked about the status of the album. Nate Day is also on the stem player team as somebody that like connects the stem player with the youth and fans and creates energy for it and around it. So August 15th, campaign for the Yeezy Shades now adds Saint West, Offset, the Kid Kid La Return on Investment, and more pictures of Lil Uzi Vert. August 18th, Donda's Place unboxes the new clear stem player, which is expected to release on the 1-year anniversary of the stem player release. It did not. New Ye exclusive interview about the Yeezy Gap Balenciaga bags. This was the Fox News interview. And it's the Yeezy Gap Balenciaga bags. By that, they mean the construction bags that the clothes are being sold out of in the Gap stores. August 19th, Steve Lacy confirms Ye has been in the studio, discusses their matching tattoo. The thing is, as hyped as people got about this, Ye's always in the studio. He's always making music. It just depends on if he's going to release it or not. But even in the times where you're like, I don't think Kanye's making music, he is. It's just a matter of like how far along it gets, when he changes direction, all of those things, other factors. Nate Day posts clear stem player images. Donda's Place retweets another clear stem player photo. 2 more stem player photos are uploaded on Nate Day's Instagram story. Again, Nate Day working with Kano for Kano, promoting the stem player. So I'm pretty sure like either Nate knows Donda's Place or just like targeted, like worked with Donda's Place to build hype, knowing that so many fans look towards Donda's Place for information. And one of the reasons why the STEM player is such a huge deal is that Donda 2 was talked about as releasing only on the STEM player. So any momentum with STEM player doing something, people hope that it means that there's some parallel momentum to Donda 2, and that when we get the new STEM player, we also get the new Donda 2 version. August 23rd, Ye is featured on Yuzu's Gospel Remix featuring Eminem and produced by Dr. Dre, and the ICU on the upcoming DJ Khaled album. Some comes from the scrap Jesus the song comes from the scrap Jesus's King 2 project. August 24th, Ye filed a trademark for a blue version of the new Yeezy logo that was filed in July. August 25th, news from Donda's Place and Nate Day Instagram Live says Happy is finished and very good. Get Lost has an instrumental, but not great. Same with Louis Bags. Pablo is great. He re-recorded Too Easy and it's not as good as version one. Also said 5:30 is okay and very long, which long Ye songs is what I want. August 26th, Yeezy's Gospel drops. 27th, Ye posts on Instagram a photo of three films. Sean Leon shares a snippet of Burn Everything featuring Ye. And August 29th, Akano website for Sunday Service Stems is discovered. The website had previously hosted To The Light featuring Steve Lacy and Garden featuring the choir. These two songs are from the scrapped album Yandi. So does Yandi live again? You know, but no, it's just it was discovered, right? It doesn't mean that anything is happening with it or will happen with it. But you can see sundayservice.kano.me was a website that existed at some point in time. But the next thing that we're kind of looking to right now is Burn Everything. Sean Leon not only shared a snippet of the song, but he said that the OG gave him a green light. So it seems like we're getting another Ye feature soon. But you know, how soon, when, how will it be? We'll find those things out. But when the song drops and there's more movement on any of the stuff, of course we'll keep you updated. But that's it for now. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.